and welcome to Radio Tyneside, a new day dawning for a half an hour of praise and reflection on Scripture. If you're listening in today from a hospital bed, then don't get up just yet. Just soak up the atmosphere, relax and stay where you are for a while yet. This is Sheila Hamill, and our theme today is All Saints' Day, which is also known as All Hallows' Day. It's celebrated on November the 1st, the day after All Hallows' Eve, which is Halloween. And to Christians, it reflects themes of light and life and hope, in contrast to the darkness and scariness of the night before. I'd like to begin with a song of mine, which contains a vision of heaven ablaze with glory and wonder, based upon the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation. It's called The Throne of Heaven, or simply Jasper Carnelian. It says in Revelation verse 2 of chapter 4, "And there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it, and the one who sat on it had the appearance of jasper and carnelian." These are both semi-precious red stones. It's a beautiful vision. It unfolds and we see all of those surrounding the throne to worship God.
Jasper, carnelian, shining from your face, colours that shimmer from your throne of grace, rainbow of emerald high above your brow, symbol of promise offered to us now. Elders surround you, holy men of old, seated in splendor, wearing crowns of gold, thunder and lightning, seven lamps ablaze, sea made of crystal, on this side we gaze. Four living creatures, many eyes aflame, tell of your wonders, speak your holy name. Father Almighty, holy blessed Lord, who was, is, and shall be evermore adored. Holy, holy, holy.
All Saints' Day is an opportunity for Christian believers to remember all saints, known and unknown, throughout Christian history right up to the present day. It arose from the Christian tradition of celebrating the martyrdom of saints on the day on which they died. When martyrdoms increased during the persecutions of the late Roman Empire, a very special day of celebration was put in place in order to ensure that all martyrs, known and unknown, were properly honoured and not left out. Not long ago, a video was posted on Facebook of an overly excited Japanese rugby fan who could not contain his emotions on bumping into his all-time hero, Welsh rugby legend Shane Williams. The lad was all of a shiver. His heart was racing, desperate for photos and also for selfies of himself standing alongside his all-time hero. It was so funny. Those who seem to be most admired and adored in today's world are celebrities from the world of sport, music, cinema, and even reality shows. All people, it seems, need a hero. But in the dim and distant past, when I was a child, we looked to inspirational men and women. The saints were regarded as special people of God who were set apart for God's purposes. These were the ones who were admired and adored. Although, mind, I do have this image, I must admit, of Stanley Matthews, the great footballing hero, sharing the glory in our house at least. These saints and martyrs were much admired for their courage under persecution and for their steadfast faith. They faced slow and terrible tortures, being flayed to death, being roasted on gridirons, fed to lions, set upon by bulls and gored, skinned alive, boiled in oil. But would they give up their faith and worship the emperor? No. Such was their commitment to Jesus as Lord of their lives. It makes you think, doesn't it? So, who were these saintly martyrs and what kind of lives did they live? I discovered a really clever song recently which mentions over 100 saints by name. I wonder how many you can identify as you listen to it. Here is that song set to a popular Gilbert and Sullivan tune and sung by Paul Camerata.
There's Mary, Joseph, John the Baptist, James the son of Zebedee, and Peter, Andrew, Matthew, Philip, Thomas, John, Bartholomew, and Simon, Zealot, Thaddeus, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Dismas, Paul, and Barnabas, and Stephen, Luke, Ignatius, Sylvester, Mary, Magdalene, and Martha, Mark, and Timothy, and Linus, Clement, Rufus, Tecla, Zosimus, Felicity, and Anacletus, Polycarp, Hippolytus, Perpetua, and Justin, Martyr, Christopher, Clement of Alexandria. There's Cecilia, Dennis, Ponchi, and Genesius, and Agatha, and John, and Paul, and Valentinus, Cyprian, and Barbara, and Gregory of Nyssa, Basil, Ambrose, Helen, Lazarus, Augustine, John, Chrysostom, Boniface, and Athanasius. There's Hilary, Sebastian, Philomena, Lawrence, Finian, and Benedict, Scholastica, and Patrick, Cosmas, Damian, and Adalbert, Anselm, Olaf, George, and Jaws, and Nicholas, and Beckett, Francis, Dominic, and Bonaventure, Stanislaus, Aquinas, Albert, Catherine, and Bridget, Rita, Casimir, and John of Gotzer, Thomas, Morgan, Fisher, Francis, Xavier, there's Joan of Arc, Louis, Montfort, Joseph of Cupertino, Ignatius of Loyola, Aloysius, and Juan Diego. There's Therese, Don Bosco, Maria Goretti, Elizabeth, and Seaton, and Martin, Vincent, Bernadette, Antonio, Andrew, Kim, Dagon, Gemma, Galgani, John Vianney, Teresa, Benedicta, Maximilian, Catherine, Drexel, Padre Pio, John Amola. These are the only saints for lack of breath that I could mention, but there's many thousands more that are deserving your attention.
Other saints of old weren't classed as martyrs, but held up as examples of a perfect spirituality that ordinary folk could never attain. They performed great acts of charity and self-sacrifice. Some saints were extreme examples of Christian holiness, the likes of St. Cuthbert, St. Aidan, Padre Pio, St. Teresa of Avila, and St. Francis of Assisi. And some saints' relics were even renowned for their healing properties. So we have martyr saints, holy saints, but then there's a third type of saint mentioned in the Bible. St. Paul, in his letter to the early churches, often addressed all members of a church as saints. He wrote to the Christians in Philippi, to the saints in Christ Jesus. And he wrote to the church in Corinth, to those made holy in Christ Jesus. So in a sense, he was saying to them that God loved his people, his own, regardless of what they could or could not do, and no matter what they might achieve in life. Through their commitment and belief, they'd been cleansed and made holy in Christ Jesus. St. Peter has this to say to the churches in a letter known as 1 Peter. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Here's a song called Chosen, which was the official theme song of the Canadian Youth Conference in 2014.
We are chosen, we are God's own. He brought us from dark into day. A holy nation, God's own possession, his holy. shall pay. Chosen, we are God's own. He brought us from dark into day. A holy nation, God's own possession. His holy name we shall praise. His holy name we shall praise. Chosen, we are God's own. He brought us from dark into day. A holy nation, God's own possession. His holy name we shall praise. His holy name we shall praise.
In this passage, St. Peter was addressing simple, ordinary folk who often got things wrong, but were loved anyway. It would be a mistake to think of them all as perfect. They were just people who were trying to be like Jesus. They were very ordinary. They struggled and were well aware of their weaknesses. And they were people who grew to rely on God in their everyday lives, in their successes and their failures. We find examples of this in our Bible reading for the day, in the characters of Mary and Martha, whose brother is about to be raised from the dead by Jesus. I'm reading from John 11, 32 to 44. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he's been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." In this reading, we see Mary and Martha as flawed individuals with normal emotions. In great distress over their brother's death, Mary welcomes Jesus, then indirectly blames him for being too late. "If you'd been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus gives a command then for the stone to be moved from the tomb, and Martha knows better and tries to interfere. She speaks out to prevent it happening, more concerned about the odour that might drift out of the tomb. Neither woman has much trust in Jesus at this point. What is done is done. But Jesus shows them the power of God over life and death.
this world has nowhere faithful ones from every tongue will one day come before the sun we'll stand made faultless through the land believing hearts find promised grace salvation comes hear heaven's voices sing their thunderous anthem rings through emerald courts and sapphire skies their praises rise all glory wisdom power strength theirs and honor run to God our King who reigns on high forevermore and there we'll find our home
This is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the Ward Entertainment System, and on 157 AM in the hospital community and on Radio Player. And you can contact us anytime, online, at info@radiotyneside.co.uk. But there's a key verse here where Jesus says to Mary and Martha, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" In the world today, there is great trouble and savagery throughout the world. And once more, innocent people have been thrust into the same kind of danger and acute distress, just as the saints of history. People are dying just because of their beliefs. Why? Does God not care? May I quote to you from an international prayer leaflet here, which has a lot of wisdom in it. It says, "There is a God who knows everything, the real reasons, the hidden stories, the deepest motives, and he may be trusted to judge justly, especially for those for whom hope of justice is faint. What is God like? He's Father to those who trust and honour him, both now and far into the future, for those who shape their lives his way, whatever the struggle." And the leaflet goes on to say, "In a harsh world of weapons and bombs and fences and walls and water cannon and border forces and closure and rejection, the hallmark of God is compassion. He knows our frailty, how short-lived we are. He's different from us, but not distant. He's forever. His consistent love and righteousness are utterly reliable because his throne is established in heaven and his kingdom rules over all here and now, whatever the situation. In the past, saints of old rejoiced that they were worthy to suffer for their Lord. Their self-sacrifice strengthened the Christian churches and bore witness to others of their faith. If we were ever ordered to deny our faith on pain of death, could we be as brave? Jesus predicted what was to come in the future for those who followed him. We can read it in Matthew 10 where he says, "You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Are we willing to put our trust in God from this moment on, to offer him our future and all that we are?
From this moment on, I raise my hand, my clutching hand. Thank you.
Sum up then, what exactly is a saint? How can it be explained simply? There was once a little girl who was with her family in a party being shown round one of our great cathedrals. As the guide was explaining an historic tomb nearby, the girl was staring at great stained glass windows through which the summer sun was streaming, bathing the cathedral floor in magnificent colour. As the group was about to move on, she asked the guide in a clear voice, "Who are these people in this pretty window?" "Those are the saints," the man replied. That night, as she was getting ready for bed, she told her mother, "I know who the saints are." "Do you, dear?" replied the mother. "Who are they?" The little girl replied, "They're the people who let the light shine through." Here's a song which happens to be a beautiful prayer too, sung by Northumbria Community, called "Christ as a Light."
Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me. Beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me. Lowly and meek, yet all powerful.
This is Sheila Hamill at Radio Tyneside. This programme was New Day Dawning, which comes to you at 7 each Sunday morning. Thanks for your company today, and I do hope you'll tune in next week on the theme of Remembrance. Thanks to Andrew Ridgwick for his technical help with this programme. Stay tuned for Martin Green next with his breakfast show. I'd like to leave you with one more song, by Northumbria Community again. This time it's The Blessing, just for you. It says, "May the saints and saviour watch over you." Bye for now.
May your life in this world be a happy one.
May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue.
May each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day. May the saints and Savior watch over you.
May your life in this world be a happy one.
May the sun be warm and may the skies be blue.
May each storm that comes your way clear the air for a brighter day. May the saints and Savior watch over you.